Presenting The Whisperer, starring Carlton Young. The Whisperer, a brilliant man who, losing his voice in an accident which crushed his vocal cords, worked his way deep within the crime syndicate to help destroy it from within. To the underworld, his familiar rattling hiss is the voice of authority, to be obeyed without questions. Then a miracle of surgery performed by Dr. Benjamin Lee restored his natural voice, enabling him to resume his real identity. Now, as Philip Gault, aggressive young attorney, he skirts the thin edges of death, living his dual role. For as the Whisperer, he sets in motion the forces of the syndicate in Central City. Then, as Philip Gault, uses his knowledge to fight the organized network of crime which seeks to control the fate of millions in cities and towns across the nation. The only person besides Dr. Lee who knows the Whisperer's real identity is the doctor's nurse, Ellen Norris. Now in the doctor's office, she listens as Philip Gault, as the Whisperer, reports to his superiors in the syndicate.
Central City reporting.
Go ahead, Central City.
Instructions given to Lorenzo.
Stay on top of this one, Central City. 7 previous attempts to kill Doty have failed. When you call back next time, it had better be to report that Doty is dead.
Oh, that doesn't sound so good.
Something wrong, Phil?
The syndicate sounds unhappy.
Do they suspect you've been working against them?
I doubt it. Otherwise, I'd suddenly develop a hole in the chest, about 3 feet wide.
Phil, something's always bothered me about your setup with the syndicate.
What is that, Ellen?
Don't they know that you're really Philip Gault?
No. You see, Ellen, when I first went to work for the syndicate, I gave them a fictitious name. That accident in college had wrecked my voice, and the only sound I could make was that horrible rattling whisper.
How well I remember. The first time I heard it, goosebumps 6 inches high came up all over me.
It affects most people that way. Naturally, my nickname became the Whisperer, and the news spread quickly throughout the underworld.
When did you receive your law degree?
Before the accident to my vocal cords. I'd about given up hope of ever talking again when I met Dr. Lee.
After you left the office that first day, he said he'd do anything in the world to restore your voice. He said that such an affliction could turn a man against society.
He's a wonderful man, Ellen. After he performed the operation which restored my speech, I saw an opportunity to resume my real identity as Philip Gault, lawyer.
And fight against the syndicate.
That's right.
Phil, I've never asked you this, but, well, maybe I shouldn't, but...
Ask me anything you want, Ellen. I'll answer it if I can.
Phil, did you... I mean, have you ever... killed for the syndicate?
No, Ellen. I've never broken a single law or done anything illegal for them. They made me their voice, and I pass along their instructions. I never help in their plans for crime.
I'm glad.
Now, I'd better call Doty.
To warn him?
Yes. The syndicate has attempted to kill him on 7 different occasions, but each time he's escaped. They fastened bombs to his car, shot at him from ambush, tossed dynamite into his home, and planted landmines in his driveway. He has almost as many lives as a cat.
I hope his luck holds out.
Hello?
How do you know about me?
I know more about the syndicate than they realize. I don't know who you really are, but I do know you're their finger man. You say a name, and right away someone gets fitted for a halo and a celestial license for a non-stop takeoff.
The syndicate has...
Marked me for death, I know. After a baker's half dozen tries in my life, that's scarcely news. But your calling is. Okay, so it's a warning, and I appreciate it. But the syndicate wouldn't appreciate it. They're stuffy that way. They found out about this. You take a foot bath in 30 feet of water. Well, how am I going to get it?
I don't know. Just be careful.
Friend, I sleep with 3 eyes open. My 2 and an electric one. I wear rear-view mirrors on my shoulders when walking, a bulletproof vest that reaches from my neck to my ankles, and I wouldn't shake hands with my own mother. What else do you suggest?
Just be careful.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Well, thanks for the warning. And don't worry, I won't tip my lid that you're pulling a double cross. I hope you live longer than I expect to. Whoever you are, you're a good Joe.
There's a man I could like.
Why are they trying so hard to kill him?
Because they're like an octopus or a dictator. They don't want any competition or free enterprise. James Doty runs an honest club, and consequently it's very profitable. His weekly take is in the thousands. They want a lion's share, and he refuses to pay their tribute.
I don't blame him.
Ellen, few people realize how vicious the syndicate really is. Imagine what happens if they gain control of all the big entertainment enterprises. Each place then becomes a headquarters for illegal gambling, betting, slot machines, marijuana and narcotic traffic, and a thousand other vices that weaken the moral structure of our nation.
Is it really that bad?
Yes, and it's getting worse. Doty is a symbol to all honest club owners. He's resisted to the syndicate and he's still alive. Others are gaining courage from his actions. That's why he has to die. With him gone, the syndicate knows that others will be afraid to hold out.
After 7 attempts on his life, you'd think he'd weaken.
The man is stubborn. I admire him.
Then how are you going to help him?
Find out who Lorenzo is, where he's staying, and how he intends to make the kill.
Quite an order.
It is. I'm going to my office and make a few phone calls. And how about lunch?
On you?
I'll put it on the syndicate's expense account.
No.
All right. And I'll pay for it for my lawyer's fees.
I'll be there at 12 noon on the dot.
Meanwhile, across town, Lorenzo, the killer imported by the syndicate for the murder of Doty, hangs up the receiver after receiving his instructions from the Whisperer.
This is it, baby.
All right, let's put the show on the road. Let's bam, lam, and scram.
Will you stop? Relax, honey. Take it easy and drop that phony Broadway jargon. You've never been closer to Broadway than Philly. Besides, it marks you for an out-of-towner.
Can I help my fast patter?
Yeah. When I found you in Georgia, you sounded like Miss Molasses of 1941.
Y'all mean I should just ooze peaches and cream?
No, don't make a production, honey. Play it straight. I'll fill in the jokes, because this is the big break.
That's all I've heard since I hitched my wagon to that watery pinpoint of light you laughingly call a star.
Well, it takes time.
You've had it.
Honey, will you shut up? I've got an angle. This is the third rub-out I've done for the syndicate. 3 G's each.
Chicken feed.
Well, you're the chicken it fed.
Coney Island. I want steak.
Coming up. One steak so thick and tender and juicy, you'll have it for the rest of your life.
Well, pardon me if I don't run out and buy a gallon of steak sauce.
Can the lip flip and listen. I've worked for the syndicate, piecework, swimming shallow. Now I want to dive over my head into the thick gravy.
We call it pot liquor in the South.
Well, by any name, it means dough. When I was told to be here for this job, I came early. I've been nosing around. I got an angle.
You've had a million angles, but they always turn into curves. 3 strikes, you're out.
Not this time. Now get this. Syndicate angles have been falling through thanks to a certain fella in Central City. He stays undercover, but I find that on each job, he's been somewhere around when they fell through.
Go on.
I'm sent here to bump off a nightclub owner named Doty. So I bump him off and figure the angle to where this local yokel gets hooked for the rub.
This Doty is so cagey he won't even open a package of laundry till he soaks it in water.
I got an angle.
Angles, angles. Let's play it straight just once and see what happens.
All right, here it is. This local yokel is well-liked. He's respected.
Mm-hmm.
If he calls Doty and asks for an appointment, Doty will fall for it.
And of course, local just does anything you want him to.
Yeah. Mm. After he gets a glimpse of you.
Mm.
He makes the appointment, we go in, I shoot Doty and hang it on the yokel, and I graduate into the syndicate.
You graduate, all right. Magna cum laude, where did you think of that hunk of nothing?
Figure this angle. I get rid of 2 partridges with 1 pebble.
Might work at that.
It will, it will. I figured all the angles. Now, you call this number.
Mm-hmm.
When the yokel answers, you ask him to meet you in the lobby downstairs.
How do you know he'll come?
Oh, with a voice like yours and what I'll have you say, you can't miss.
Okay. Oh, what's this local yokel's name?
Philip Galt.
Here I am, right on the dot.
And nothing shall stand in the way of our lunch. I promise.
Oh, no, let it ring. You promise.
But, darling, it may be important.
It isn't your private line to the syndicate, is it?
No, it's the local line.
Then I'll see if it's important. Hello?
Hello, y'all.
Oh, no.
May I speak to Mr. Galt, please?
You all sure can, honey.
Who is it?
Some woman with a southern accent, too lousy even for television. Here.
Hello.
Mr. Gault, my name's Georgina Murray. I want to talk to you.
I'm a good listener.
Oh, not over the phone. Could you meet me at the Central Hotel lobby in half an hour?
What's this about?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think I overheard two men planning to kill someone by the name of... Dirty.
Don't say another word. Could be dangerous. Paul, I know you.
I've seen your picture in the paper. I'll know you.
Perhaps we could have lunch. Oh, I guess that wouldn't work. I'll be right down.
Well, she sounds very interesting.
Funny thing about voices, Ellen. She's probably 60-ish, with a whiskey groan in her voice and crow's feet 3 feet deep around her eyes.
Until then, I might have stayed here. But crow's feet 3 feet deep. That I gotta see. Well, now you can tell me what Miss Bloomer Girl of 1910 had to say.
She thinks she overheard a plot against Doty's life.
What do you mean, she thinks? Either she did or she didn't.
If she did, it's our only lead on Lorenzo.
Or you may enter her dovecoat and have the drawbridge fall on you.
That's possible. But she sounded sincere.
So does a duck call. But just remember what happens to the ducks.
I will my feathers to you.
I'll know what to do with them.
You better wait here. If she has any information, I'll bring her to the car and we'll get her story on the wire recorder.
I know. When she starts to talk, I press the lighter. And everything she says is recorded for posterity. Phony accent and all.
Right. Now turn it off, and while you're waiting, you can listen to the police call.
Oh, there's a short in the short wave. He took my arm off.
Listen to the radio, then.
All right, but if this darn thing...
Never mind. I'll have it fixed later. I better go on in. This won't take more than a minute or two.
Mr. Gault?
You or Miss Murray?
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad you came. I'm frightened.
Suppose we step out to my car.
Oh, no. I won't stir a step outside. One of the men suspects I overheard.
But it's perfectly safe.
Mr. Gault, if you prefer, I'll call the police with this information. I should have anyway, but I read about you and I thought...
Where shall we talk?
Come on. Down this corridor, there's a little alcove where no one can see us from the lobby. I'll be safe there and we can't be overheard.
Isn't this a little melodramatic?
Not when my life's in danger. It's just around this corner.
When did you first overhear
Keep
this?
Keep moving, Gault. Don't turn around.
How do I know that isn't a pencil you're holding it between my shoulders?
Well, that's the jackpot question. You know the answer?
Not without prompting.
Into this sample room. Oh, nice going, baby.
All in a day's work. Now what?
Gault, you can live or die right in this room. It's up to you.
I've had better offers. What's the pitch?
Pick up that phone, call James Doty, and get an appointment with him.
Why should he see me?
Oh, because you're tops in this town. You're respected. Social register. He won't suspect you.
And?
Get the appointment and you'll live. At least for a while.
Hand me the phone.
Hey, you're a smart boy.
Shall I mention that I'm bringing two friends?
No. That'd make him suspicious. You worry about the appointment. Let me worry about the rest. Now, Gault, when we get there, play it natural. No funny looks or signals at the gate.
You seem to know a lot about Doty's estate.
Oh, I do. There's an electric gate. When he expects company, he tells the gateman who presses a button and the gate opens.
How about the gateman?
We'll worry about him when we get there.
You better start worrying, because there he is.
You do the talking, Gault. Make it good.
I'm betting my life on its being good.
You are. You are at that.
Hello there. I'm Philip Gault, and I have an appointment with Mr. Doty.
Just a minute. Who's that with you?
Oh, these are two acquaintances of mine.
Mr. Doty didn't say anything about that.
Oh, of all the rotten
you
luck.
Have to be mighty
That's
careful,
Toby no? Ward.
You know him?
We were trigger men for Dutch Altberger. He'll never let me in. Sit tight.
Open the main gate and let him in. Not that I don't trust you, Mr. Gault. It's just that...
Hello, Toby.
Jake Lorenzo. You're triggering for the syndicate.
I hate to do it, Toby, but...
No!
Business is business.
That was cold-blooded murder.
Sure. Remember it when you want to play hero. Now ease through those gates. Act like nothing happened. If Doty gets suspicious, you get it first.
Doesn't take much imagination to guess what's going to happen inside the house.
Well, you behave real good, and I'll do you a favor. You get it last. So far, so good. The light touch, friend. Oh, my, what a beautiful estate. Georgina, say something, you fool.
Hmm? Oh,
Oh, yes, beautiful. These flower beds are gorgeous. I just love hyacinths, don't you, Mr. Gore?
Every flower is beginning to look like a lily.
Very good, very good.
Yes?
Mr. Doughty, I'm Philip Galt.
I recognize you, but who are these people with you?
Oh, they're...
My name is Lorenzo. This is my wife, Georgina.
You didn't mention them when you called.
I'm sorry for that oversight.
Oh, please forgive him. We prevailed upon him to ask us when we learned he was coming to see you.
I don't usually welcome strangers here.
Well, that's completely understandable, Mr. Doughty, and if you prefer, my wife and I can stay outside and admire your beautiful estate if you're afraid of it.
Oh!
Steady, Duke.
Duke, he looks more like Citation.
He won't harm you unless you start exploring.
Well, that
eliminates my suggestion to explore the grounds. If you prefer, we can stand here in the doorway.
How did you get past my gateman?
He thought that any guests of Mr. Galt would be welcome. I assure you he would have called you if he'd thought there was anything amiss.
Well, that sounds logical. You'll have to excuse my suspicion.
Oh, it's completely understandable, Mr. Doughty.
Just a moment while I unlock the door.
You certainly don't take chances, Mr. Doughty.
I can't afford to. I'm only allowed one mistake. That'll be the one which killed me. Yeah. Come in, please.
Oh!
What's that?
I forgot to turn off the electric eye. Anyone who gets past the door sets it off. I know how to avoid it, but you didn't. This alarm has an extension down at the gatehouse. I'll have to call the gateman and tell him nothing's wrong. Otherwise, he'll come tearing up here and someone's liable to get hurt.
There's no need for that.
Funny. He doesn't answer.
Just put the phone down. He won't be answering. Now or ever.
Oh. This time, the syndicate outsmarted me.
I'm afraid they did, Mr. Doughty.
You're pretty clever, Galt. You fooled me completely. I always admired you, but at that time, I thought you were a man, not a rat.
Oh, you have him wrong, Doughty. I needed someone to get me in here. He was just the local yokel I picked for the job.
He had that gun in my back all the time I was asking you for the appointment.
I see.
Been watching for a break.
Any time, Galt.
I'd like to make up for this if I can, Doughty.
Any ideas?
You go for your gun, and I'll rush him.
Don't try it, Doughty. Now it's your turn, Galt.
Could be, but I...
Georgina!
No,
Georgina!
You...
Name it.
The flower pot. Quick.
No.
Gotcha.
Let him...
No.
Have it.
Right.
Good girl. He'll be out for a nice long time. I'll just wipe off my gun. Wrap his hand around it. Ah. Now, my dear, call to the police, and the headlines will read, Doughty slain by local lawyer. Philip Galt starts one-way trip to electric chair.
You are listening to The Whisperer, the story of Philip Galt, who skirts the thin edges of death, living his dual roles. Having passed on the syndicate's instruction to kill James Doughty, the club owner, Philip Galt, alias the Whisperer, has become the victim in Lorenzo's scheme to work his way into the syndicate. Now Philip lies unconscious on the floor of Doughty's living room, his hand around the murder weapon. Lorenzo and Georgina, having called the police, are gone.
Phil! Phil! Oh, Phil! He's alive. Where's that ampule? Phil.
Steve, take it away.
The ampule will help. What happened?
Lorenzo shot Doughty. And this girl hit me with a flower pot.
But the gun's in your hand.
It's framing me for the murder.
Oh, maybe it isn't murder, Phil. Doughty's alive.
Here, give me a hand. Groggy, can you help Doughty?
I'll see.
I'll give you a hand. We'll rush him to the hospital.
He mustn't be moved. I'm dipping a compress.
How bad is it?
I'm only a nurse, but I think he'll live.
I can make a stretcher, and together we can...
Police physician can do it better than we.
Police physician?
Of course. Lorenzo undoubtedly called the police before he left. They should arrive any time now. There, that's all I can do for him. Now, you've got to get away from here.
I can't leave Doughty like this. It's my fault it happened.
We can't worry about that now. He's in no immediate danger, and you are.
Lieutenant Denvers would like to find you here.
But don't he...
Phil, I'm a nurse. I would never leave a dying man, not even to help save you. He'll be all right until the police division gets here.
But don't you
Now
see...
stop arguing and come on.
Okay. How did you know I was here?
I took a chance. When you didn't come back to the car and I couldn't find where you'd gone, I drove out here. I'll drive. You're still shaky.
Fine with me.
I saw the body of the guard. The gate opened and I came on in. Phil, what in the world are we going to do?
I'm going to my office and call the syndicate. I'll tell him Lorenzo bungled and have him phone me. When he does, I'll try to find out where he is and then see if we can't trap a confession from him. Well, let's turn on a short wave and see if there are any police calls.
Oh, I forgot about that short.
Phil, that isn't all we forgot. The gun. It's back there on the floor.
But we can't go back.
Your fingerprints are on it.
Look, there's a squad car now. Turn up the street. I don't want to be seen.
Phil, we have to find Lorenzo and trap him before Lieutenant Denvers can trace those fingerprints.
And before Lorenzo gets out of town. Still in town.
Phil, as far as Lorenzo knows, he's in no danger.
That's true.
Well, then, where would he stay when the syndicate orders him to call your private number?
In his hotel room. Come on. He'll be waiting for me to answer his call as the Whisperer, but instead he'll receive a surprise visit from Philip Galt.
But, Phil, you haven't told me what you're planning.
Well, I'll walk into his room and let him get the drop on me.
Isn't that taking an unnecessary risk?
I don't think so. He won't kill me in the hotel room. He'll probably force me to drive him out of town where he can get rid of me without witnesses.
You're making it easy for him. You know that.
Once I get him in my car, I'll plug in the cigarette lighter which turns on the wire recorder. All his conversation from that point will be evidence to use against him.
But after you do that, how will you get his gun away from him?
I'll worry about that later. Here's his room. Here goes.
Lorenzo, it's Galt.
Hey, how did you...
Your frame didn't work, Lorenzo.
Maybe this one will.
The gun.
I always carry two, baby.
Probably my own gun.
That's right. I took it from you when I left you with Doty's body.
That was stupid of you, Mr. Galt, to walk in unarmed. I'm ashamed of you.
I'm not a gangster by trade.
Well, you should be. You'd learn that if one frame slips, another one may not. Where's your car? Come on, remember the gateman.
It's out in front.
Ellen.
Your chick is smarter than you. We'll all go out quiet-like and get in the car. Then, when we're all comfy, we'll take a little trip.
This is Phil's car.
Hmm? Nice. Your law work must be good.
Was good. Georgina, you two girls get in the back. We'll ride up front.
Perhaps you better drive.
Give you a chance to take me? No, thanks.
Phil.
Shut up. Now, we'll take it easy, obey all traffic laws, and head for the country. You girls comfortable back there?
Could I open a window?
What for?
It's stuffy. Besides, your mother is wearing horrible perfume. Smells like Corral number 5.
Why, you...
Or is it Atter, of course?
You little shrub, I'll scratch your hennet hair out.
Stop it. Can't you see she's trying to divert our attention so Galt can make a play?
Oh, just let me claw one good one down the face.
Oh, go mangle a magnolia.
Please, Jake, let me strangle her. I've hated nurses since I had to recite a poem about Florence Nightingale in the third grade.
Shut up. Next one that peeps gets a mouthful of pistol barrel.
Lorenzo,
keep your hands on the wheel.
I was only going to suggest a cigarette.
Well, here, I'll stick one in your stupid face.
Thanks. Lighter on the dash.
Lighter? Where about... Oh, yes, yes.
Well, I'll hand it to you, Lorenzo. You outsmarted me.
Opposing me is like studying clarinet with Ted Lewis. No percentage in it. You local yokels are pushovers for big-timers.
The syndicate?
Yes.
You in solid with them?
I wasn't, till today. Now I can write my own ticket.
Why did you pick me?
The frame fitted. I was sent here to knock off Doty, and I did.
Lorenzo, you talk too much.
So who can prove it?
Did you have to kill the gateman, too?
Well, there was no way out. Boy, was he surprised when I let him have it.
I still say you talk too much.
All right, so I talk too much. I framed you, Galt, because you put the kibosh on several syndicate projects. They don't know about you, but when I tell them you're out of the way, I'll be aces.
There's just one thing wrong with all this, Lorenzo. Doty isn't dead.
Who are you kidding?
You didn't kill him. He's in the hospital right now. When he regains consciousness, he'll tell who really shot him.
What are you trying to pull?
Nothing. There's a shortwave radio there, tuned to the local police frequency. I'll bet you my bottom dollar they're putting out a description of you right now.
Yeah, baloney.
Now turn it on and see. You've nothing to lose.
All right, I will.
Now!
Take care of Georgina.
With pleasure.
I'll kill you.
Drop it. Drop it.
I'll kill you.
Drop it or I'll break your wrist.
Jake. Is there anything I can do for you?
I'm afraid not, Ellen.
It's all right, baby. It's just another angle. Turned into a curve.
Phil, this is one day I'm happy to have behind me.
So am I. I got a bit hectic for a while.
Lieutenant Denvers was one surprised man when he listened to that wire recording of what happened in the car.
The only good thing about the entire mess was that Lorenzo said I had been getting into the syndicate's hair. If Denvers thought I had any syndicate connections, those doubts evaporated when he heard that.
I'm not so sure, Phil. He's nobody's fool. Let's just say he's reassured, temporarily.
I shudder to think what would happen if the syndicate gets control of all the big clubs around the country. They'd have hundreds of thousands of dollars with which to try to corrupt public officials, fix elections, and gain a greater control of this country.
Well, as long as there are people who have the courage to fight them, as you and James Doty fight them, maybe there's hope that the rest of us will wake up and join in someday.
You've always got to be on guard against their angles. But right now, as Lorenzo said, I'm more interested in a curve than an angle.
Oh, a curve? Why, Phil?
That's right. The curve of a T-bone steak on a nice oval platter.
Oh.
The Whisperer is based upon stories and characters created by Stetson Humphrey. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Carlton Young is starred as the Whisperer. Betty Moran is Ellen. Others in tonight's cast were Betty Lou Gerson, Byron Kane, and Bernard Phillips. Original music by Johnny Duffy. The Whisperer was written, produced, and directed by Bill Karn. This is Don Rickles inviting you to listen next week to another exciting adventure with...